Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And there are a lot of challenges, as most people know, in starting a business. You want to talk to us about some of that?
Sure. So many things go into it. First being planning. There is so many things that you need to know. I heard you speaking earlier on your intro about the OSHA rules. Honestly,
yeah.
I may have to listen to that segment because I'm not sure I've filed an OSHA report, so I may have to go check my
office. This guy has no issues. He has no problems. Nothing has happened, but he found out yesterday he's supposed to have a form and he's supposed to put zeros down. And guess
really
what?
Is.
Guess what? He's in violation because he hasn't been putting zeros down on that form.
It really is amazing. So planning and knowing and having good advisors, that's really a key. And I definitely don't just mean on the financial side. It's great to know where you stand from our standpoint. But having attorneys in place, yeah, they cost money. Yes, they can be difficult at times, but you need these things. You need to know you're going to be compliant. The first thing, and especially you start talking about the IRS, your accountant, you get into those kind of troubles. You can be out of business no matter how good a business person you are. You can put yourself out of business if you don't pay attention to the regulatory needs that you need to follow.
One of the reasons why I started doing what I'm doing now 17 years ago, David, was because I was a consultant to small businesses before this, and what I saw was too many small business owners, especially men, were not asking for help when they needed it. And the reason they didn't was because they didn't want people to think that they didn't know. They thought if they asked you a question, David, you would judge them because they didn't know the answer. Even though nobody's expected to know everything, it still was hard for them to ask the questions. And consequently, they would fail sometimes because they wouldn't ask the question.
So many people see it as a sign of weakness and is a reason why 70% of new businesses fail within the first 3 years. You need to have that advice. May have to pay a royalty to Planet Fitness one of these days, because I say all the time to people, when you walk in our office, it's a no-judgment zone. Your goals are what we're there to accomplish. It's not what we think is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what some financial textbook says is right. It's what you're trying to accomplish for yourself and your family, and then we build a plan around that.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, folks, you know, the thing, find someone. I mean, there's all kinds of people who can. That's the one thing about America that other countries don't have this, David. I mean, this is something that people take for granted here. We've got small business development centers. We've got chambers of commerce. We've got SCORE. Those are all resources that you can get help from, basically for free. And you've got neighbors. You've got peers. You got people that you've known all your life who have run a business. You could ask them for help. You can join a roundtable. I mean, there's all kinds of help in America to run a business. There's no reason to make a big mistake. You know, you can make lots of little mistakes. Those are fine. But there's no reason to make a big mistake because somebody out there has already learned how to not do that.
Absolutely. And the Small Business Administration is a big help. SCORE is a great resource of retired executives. It's a beautiful thing
for the management and operation. Those are things, but you also have the financial part, and that comes in where you have your CPAs, your accountants, those kinds of things. But another area that for established companies, David, are when you get to a point where you say, okay, things are going pretty good, my business is doing okay, I actually now have an extra nickel that I don't have to rub together with the other two nickels. I got an extra nickel. I might be able to move this over to my own financial planning, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the small business owner really does take care of themselves last often.
Not often. All the time. It's automatic. It's not even.
Yes.
David, it's a natural law.
Yes. So we find that, you know, one of the things is they end up, especially in this environment, paying a ton of taxes, so they tend to look to their retirement plans and optimizing those for their employees. And it really, you know, we sat with someone yesterday and we're telling them, you know, you can do a little bit of a match, it would be healthy. He's like, do as much as we can.
When we come back, would you talk to us about how to start paying yourself a little bit and not just your business.
Absolutely.
We're going to do that when we come back, folks. David is an expert in this area. This is a big deal. If you're established and you're starting to have some success, you need to start thinking about this, folks. You can't wait too long. 20 after, right back with David Clayman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.